ring the bell to get Krishna's attention?
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasad Badale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Samanita Namane.
Damodar Prasad is a Hare Krishna monk. He's only 21.
When I was 18, I got a Bhagavad Gita from my father. I read it and I became attracted to Krishna consciousness and decided to come live in a temple. The primary part of my existence is my relationship with God as a spirit soul. And God is Krishna, as he says in Bhagavad Gita, so it's my duty to serve him.
Just as in the Hindu religion, the Bhagavad Gita is the holy book for the Hare Krishnas. The Krishnas are also known as the International Society of Krishna Consciousness. It was first brought to the West by an Indian monk named Srila Prabhupada in 1966. Puneet Dhingra, a Hindu from India who visits the Krishna temple on Sundays, explained the relationship between Hinduism and the Hare Krishnas.
Hinduism is like, it doesn't have one single founder like Christianity or Islam. International Society of Krishna Consciousness is like a group. It's actually it's a part of Hinduism.
Hare Krishnas believe that the purpose in life is to serve Krishna, and it's the only way one can achieve true happiness. Damodar Prasad.
Material nature has a certain effect that she makes us think that we're happy.
Damodar has a shaved head with the exception of a few locks of blonde hair in the back. He's dressed in a light orange color called saffron from head to toe. Even his socks are saffron. The color symbolizes his status as a monk who will devote himself to Krishna until the age of 25. After 25, he can marry and start a family, but he will still be a servant to Krishna.
Hare Krishna movement isn't for anybody. It's said in Bhagavad Gita, Yeshum Tavantikatam Papam Jananam Punyakarmanam Te Dwandva Moha Nirmukta Pajante Mam Jitavrata. After you've performed many, many lifetimes of pious activities, then you can understand what is devotional service to Krishna.
Damodar lives in the Berkeley temple with 10 other converts. Rarely ever does he leave the premises. Each morning, he rises at 4 a.m. to chant to Krishna for several hours. Every Sunday, the temple opens up their doors to others so that they can worship through music and chanting Hare Krishna. On a recent Sunday, a group of about 40 to 50 people showed up at the temple. While some were lost in the chanting and dancing, most sat on the floor observing. Others simply closed their eyes. Every once in a while, someone would prostrate themselves on the floor and pray. After the service, about 200 more showed up for the free vegetarian dinner. They all sat on the floor in orderly rows and waited patiently to be served out of white plastic buckets. Vishnu Gara, wearing white robes showing his status as a devotee who lives outside the temple, explained today's meal.
There's a special feast today called Ekadashi, fasting from grains and beans. Eventually, we want to make spiritual progress and limit our passions and attachment to the world.
Regular visitor Puneet Dhingra.
It's a diverse group of people you could see here. You know, it's not just Indians where their religion originated. It's also Americans and, black, white, all kind of people. And a lot of people have actually converted themselves.
One of these converts is Mario Nimnicht, who has been a devotee for 13 of his 35 years. He's selling Hare Krishna books right outside where people are eating their dinner.
I grew up as a Christian and was practicing Buddhism at the time. So I used to try to meditate and never felt anything from it. I actually just get frustrated and go, what is this? What am I meditating on?
Most days, Mario comes to the Berkeley Temple at 4:30 in the morning and joins Damodar and about five others for the morning chanting.
It's very peaceful. Sometimes I'm feeling very blissful.
After a short workout, he'll go out to preach and sell books. Mario says the money he makes supports both himself and the temple.
We are taught, no, don't serve your senses, serve the person who gave you those senses. Then you'll get actual satisfaction instead of flickering happiness.
But many critics have said that the Hare Krishnas are a cult, a group that takes individuals away from family, friends, and mainstream society due to their extreme beliefs. Damodar Prasad responds.
We do need to wash our mind, but what we have is knowledge. They don't have knowledge. What you get in the university, it's not knowledge. You can learn how to perform some trade, make money, and get a wife, a home, build up your whole thing, but it's all taken away by death.
For Northgate Radio, I'm Christine Wong.